This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
You're inevitably leading us here with a lot of subjects, Dr. Tom, to take us back to Egypt and to Atlantis. Now, Atlantis and what happened in ancient times is the stuff of legend. It's the stuff of fiction. Even sci-fi paints ancient history. They talk about, in Stargate SG-1, the arrival of serpent-like creatures from another planet who become dominant on Earth. But we can go through all sorts of legends. We have, of course, Eric von Daniken saying E.T. was here many, many years ago. But as a psychologist, as someone who's been in the military, Dr. Tom, what led you to Egypt, to Atlantis?
Well, of all of the fields that I've ever studied, because once I hypnotized Bob Pickett, I just said, wait a minute, either this is true or it isn't true. And then I found out about Casey, and I spent 3 years being a skeptic on Casey. And it's just like Sidney Kirkpatrick. You're going to look up Sidney Kirkpatrick. He's a great author. He was a total skeptic on Casey until he went down to Virginia Beach, and he saw 14 million words, 140,000 single-spaced typewritten pages that are totally consistent, and they're accurate physical readings where virtually every important person in the United States, including Woodrow Wilson, Casey was best friends with Tesla. Most people don't know that. And what happened is that for me, is I started putting pieces together, and I saw things like Lynn McKigert's book, The Field, where it shows everything our being is absolutely light. Well, eventually, I became an intel officer, and I had studied the Great Pyramid, which is the key to everything that is going on. There are 138 pyramids in Egypt. There are 9 major pyramids. Not one pyramid has ever had a tomb, a mummy, a king, a pharaoh. That's all cover BS. The pyramids, the great pyramids in Giza, the Great Pyramid, the Sphinx, the Khafre, the Middle Pyramid, and Menkaure, they were built as a time capsule. And that time capsule is part of the Messianic plan. Now, what I mean by, I'm not talking as a Christian. I'm talking as a rescue mission that began when the active aspect of God, according to the Casey readings, saw that we were entrapped and we'd never get out of the earth plane. And 2 other groups had come into the earth and they became entrapped. And finally, the son said to the father, they will never get out. I have to go down there. That's when the Adamic race was created. And it was manifested in 5 different races in the earth plane. And the process that was done through was called, Dr. Rupert Sheldrake described it. It's called, I can't think of it right now. It's a morphogenic field theory. So anyway, the souls came into the earth. They became entrapped. And they built Lemuria first. And souls have been into the earth for 10 million years. If you don't believe it, read Cremo and Thompson's book, Forbidden Archaeology. It's 1,000 pages long of evidence. When Atlantis became at war with themselves, and they developed advanced technology just like Tesla did with his magnifying transmitters. And the Casey readings, not only the Casey readings, but in South America, they called the process of these advanced technology, these laser crystals that were like 30 feet high that powered everything, that eventually they were at war because they wanted power. You know, according to the Casey readings, there were gigantic animals because the people were moving off of Atlantis because they knew it was going down. So there was a war, and they were trying to control these Tuawi stones. And they turned the power up too high, exactly like a magnifying transmitter. That's why Tesla said, I can change the weather, I can cause polar shifts, I can even cause the Earth to split in two by using the infinite power of the stars, the gamma rays, to use the Earth as a capacitor. Well, that's apparently exactly what happened, because we now know that there have been three polar shifts over the last 100,000 years. There was a guy named Professor Charles Hapgood who wrote a book called Path of the Pole. Charles Hapgood's book, the introduction, was written by Albert Einstein. We know there was a polar shift. We know for a fact that the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, this isn't make up. These were scientific dredging expeditions that we know the middle of the Atlantic Ocean was above water as late as 10,800 BC. There was a war between what the Casey reading said, the sons of God and the sons of Belial. Those who sought God, sought to involve the Akashic field, sought to attune themselves to Yom Kippur. That's where Yom Kippur came from originally. And the great advanced souls that were Jews, and they were in Atlantis first, they were in Egypt, and then they had to leave Egypt because Egypt was collapsing. So Moses led them out of there. So we know these things occurred, and here's how we know. Here's how we know Atlantis existed, besides it being above water. There is a temple called Edfu, 500 miles south of the Great Pyramid of Cairo. There are 2.5 acres of hieroglyphics on the wall that tell the whole story. And they said, we put it on the wall. The priests who did this, they put it on the walls of Edfu because the papers were so ancient, the papyrus, they were crumbling. Not only that, we have the Casey readings. Not only that, we have the mechanism via which it went down. So what brought me in 2000, and I was an intel officer and I had a TSS EITK clearance, and I also had access because I was a reserve officer and active duty. And when I was an air traffic controller, I had the opportunity to work with Raytheon that was building us new air traffic equipment. So I contacted the PAO of this project. It was a DARPA project on it. It's called LIDAR, Laser Infrared Detection. He contacted the head of it, Dr. Michael Johnson, and I contacted the head of the director of the ARE, who I knew slightly, John Van Auken. And I said, John, the big thing that's really going on in Egypt. Now, I'll give you an example, two examples. The two most notable, important Egyptologists in the last 100 years are Dr. Mark Lerner and Dr. Zahi Awas. Both of their PhDs were paid for by Edgar Cayce's son, the ARE. Mark Lerner, and I have it in his words and in my talk that I give, I've given this 5 times to various groups with multiple PowerPoint slides. Mark Lerner was discovered psychically by Hugh Lynn, and I heard Hugh Lynn before he died in 1982. He said, I was walking down the same street where I stayed in a hotel when I was there in 2018, and he sees this young American, and he walks up to him, and this is psychic stuff, synchronicity, and he taps him on the shoulder, and he said, young man, how would you like to be an Egyptologist? And he said, that's my whole goal. He said, I want to be an Egyptologist. Hugh Lynn Cayce paid for his doctorate, a guy named Joseph Shore was a millionaire, actually paid for it. But he said, my entire goal was to go to Egypt and uncover the Atlantean Hall of Records. Now, Dr. Hawass, these guys come to the ARE every other year. In the past, they did. In October, in Ancient Mysteries, and they give updates to the Hall of Records. Their goal is to reopen the Atlantean Hall of Records, because it will be a seminal change in the Earth, equated with certain prophecies in the New Testament.
Tom has a lot more. We're looking at the Atlantean Hall of Records and so much more. What it all means to us. Dr. Tom, Gene, Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices start at just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Okay, Dr. Tom, just continue with that, and then Tim's got some questions for you. Go ahead, please.
Okay. So in 2009, and I have the emails, I've saved the emails, I contacted John Van Alken. Now, in order to understand the Hall of Records, you got to understand ground truth in Egypt. Ancient history in Egypt is all about an Adam and Eve figure. They're called Osiris and Isis. And it's all, I don't have the time to go into it, but it's all connected to the stars because we are beings of light. All that exists is the divine, and the quantum physics, the only thing that exists is light. That light is the mind of the divine that is everything, infusing everything, powering everything. And we created our levels, and our bodies are made of light. Scientific proof, there's no opposition to that. Every molecule, and there's tons of tests that were done by people that were really suppressed, by PhD-level researchers. So I contacted John. John is a good friend of Zahi Waas. Zahi Waas, since the 1970s, the Casey Foundation, sponsored by Zahi, Dr. Zawas was Secretary General of the Supreme Council of Antiquities for the Egyptian government, and he was in charge of the entire Giza Plateau. Now, going back to Osiris and Isis, that their myth was this. Much like Adam and Eve and their sons, Cain killing Abel, what happened is Osiris and Isis were a couple. They were like Adam and Eve. And Seth was his jealous brother. Seth murdered his brother Osiris, cut his body into 15 pieces, and dispersed them throughout Egypt. Isis, when she found out, went about and written them. This is mythology, but it's got truth in it. She could only find 14 pieces. So like Frankenstein, using ancient Egyptian magic / myth, she reassembled her consort, Osiris, but could not find his penis, the regenerative organ, the base of the seven chakras within us, and the reason the seven temples are the 14 temples of the Nile, along the Nile, in seven bands, which correspond to the chakras in our body. She reassembled them, fashioned a golden penis, sat upon it, and impregnated herself with Horus, her son Horus, the hawk-headed god. All hieroglyphics, early hieroglyphics, all Egyptian myth is about awakening to higher levels of awareness. That's why at the temple at Dendera, about halfway up, there are snakes with legs. And all Egyptian hieroglyphics are read which way the snake or the person is pointing. So what happened is she couldn't find the 15th piece, but Horus signified for the future, hawks fly high. Her son Horus can see clairvoyantly. Now, Zahi Waas and Mark Lerner know this. All the insiders know this. None of the outsider Egyptologists have a clue what's going on. But when I told John that Raytheon was willing to consider coming into Egypt with their brand new lidar system, is that laser infrared detection and raging, the Casey reading stated that these temples pointed to the 15 pieces that were symbolically symbolized by Osiris. But these 14 temples, which were made for initiates to raise their vibrations and awaken them, and they were missing the 15th piece. And the 15th piece is the Atlantean Hall of Records, which is on the wall of the Temple of Edfu. So what they're waiting for, and which is predicted in the Great Pyramid, which was designed by Thoth, the most perfect building ever was. The Casey reading said Thoth was a prior incarnation of Christ. Thoth was the designer of the pyramid, which there is no other building. I could talk for weeks on the Great Pyramid, how perfect it is. It exactly incorporates the earth. But it incorporates, more importantly, inside our consciousness. And it has three levels. It's got a descending quarter that dead ends. Casey Source said that for selfish souls, and there's no way out of the earth because you're selfish. Your mind, your memory, your karma brings you to a dead end. And unless you die before you die, unless you change, unless your soul helps awaken you, you're done. It's the same with the middle passageways that ends in the Queen's Chamber, whose air shafts do not go to the outside. That's called the easy way, the wide and easy way. That doesn't get you out either. The only way out is self-abnegation, to be able to sacrifice as the pattern that the soul who was a Jew. He wasn't a Christian. He was a Jew. He fell in love with God, but he saw that the only way was to show the pattern was through we have to die to our selfish desires. And again, look around. All the evil in the world is selfishness. All the psychological problems, all the crime is selfishness. The only way out is through the empty sarcophagus, which the KC reading said, the soul who became Christ went through all of the seven levels of initiation, and it actually was able to separate his soul from his body, and it's only in the King's Chamber that has the openings to the outside, to the stars, and points to the stars. But there's another level in the Great Pyramid, and there's a prophecy. In that prophecy, the Great Pyramid was begun in the year 10,000 on March 20th. It was dedicated 10,390 BC. How do we know that? An absolute skeptic, a guy named Robert Pouval, a construction engineer, used a reverse star pattern to show that everything on the ground in Giza on one day only in all of history showed where the stars above, where the Milky Way aligned with the Nile, where the three stars, the constellation Osiris, overlaid the top of the Great Pyramid, and what was the other one? Oh, the constellation Leo, one day in all history, on that date, arose directly facing the Sphinx. But the KC source, remember, there's 200 scholarly books written about him. And I'll be glad to share it with you. I have two books. One's no longer available. I think the author is dead. His name is Michael Mandeville, and he wrote a trilogy called Return of the Phoenix, 1,600 pages, scientific analysis of Casey. And another guy who's a geologist, he was a marine geologist. He was the late Dr. Wyman Harrison, and he wrote a book called on the Casey predictions of Earth changes.
We have a few changes to make right now. With those announcements and more with Dr. Tom and Gene and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
House Majority Leader Steve Scalise said on Saturday that the chamber will vote on Israel legislation next week in the wake of Iran launching an aerial attack. This as U.S. forces are helping take down Iranian drones headed toward. This as U.S. forces are helping shoot down Iranian drones headed towards Israel. On Saturday, Iran began a retaliatory attack after an area near its embassy in Syria was attacked by Israeli forces this week. Iran releasing a statement saying their attack on Israel can be deemed concluded. As far as what this means for the United States, former ambassador to the United Nations, Mark Ginsburg, tells MSNBC,
bottom line is that
combined with Hezbollah and Iran's ballistic missile and cruise missile capacity, Israel's air defenses certainly cannot stop that type of onslaught.
This is USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
Dr. Tom joins us, a lot to talk about, and we'll continue them on the remainder of this show, and also he'll be back with After the Paracast. Tim, you had 12,000 questions going back 300,000 years. Proceed.
Well, this goes back a little bit about when Dr. Tom was talking about Atlantis and antediluvian civilizations. I know that a lot of scholars scoff at the idea that there could have been other technological civilizations pre-Ice Age, but don't we actually have at least one, maybe several, ancient maps that show, and I'm thinking of Antarctica, that was without ice, something that was impossible to determine when these maps were originally produced.
Yes. As far as civilizations go, there was highly advanced civilizations all over the world. Souls have been in the earth for 10 million years. Lemuria existed. The word lemur, these were finer souls that hadn't fully... Let me give you the root races. When we were first created, we were like babies in the womb. And that was thought form. That was the first root race. The second root race was like a two-year-old going exploring. In order to create, you have to have a place to create. So, pure spirit was the first one. The second is thought form, like a two-year-old going off exploring. Come here, little Johnny, little Mary. No, no, no. I got to go exploring. The third root race was pushing into the earth plane. And that was being entrapped in centaurs, mentors, satyrs, mermaids, all of these kind of thought forms. And these thought forms, as they came into the earth plane, when they were higher level, just in the beginning, they created Lemuria. Easter Island shows stupendous amounts of that civilization, what's left of it. So as far as the maps go, there are a whole bunch of maps, and if you're interested, Professor Charles Hapgood, University of Keene, New Hampshire, he's a graduate of Harvard, he wrote three books. And the second book, I think his first book, was Maps of the Ancient Sea Kings. Yeah, the first was Path of the Poles, and that's one Einstein did. He talked about the three polar shifts. The second book was Maps of the Ancient Sea Kings. And the two most notable of that, even though there are hundreds of these maps that were given by the Turkish, it was a liaison to the United States in 1956, he gave hundreds of maps, ancient maps or copies of them, to the naval archives. The first map was called the Piri Reis. Piri means admiral. And Piri Reis notated on his 1514 map, and Antarctica wasn't discovered until something like 1780. It notated that this was a map composed of many, many, many ancient source maps that had been rescued from the Library of Alexandria, where the crazy fundamentalist Christians had burned it down. In that map, it showed Queen Maudlin, the northwest coast of Antarctica, ice-free. But what's even more intriguing for me is this. It has lines of longitude on it. And those lines of longitude were impossible without a chronometer. Accurate to 5 seconds of the month, William Harrison, in 1780, finally went to the British Admiralty, and they screwed him out of his 20,000 pounds for 20-some years. But what's really amazing is this. The zero-degree line of longitude on the Piri Reis map goes exactly through the center of the Great Pyramid. Now, the second map is called the Orontes Phineus map. That map was published in 1533, about 250 years before Antarctica was ever discovered. That map shows Antarctica exactly as radar mapping. I think it happened in 1979. Might have been a little earlier. It went through 11,000 feet of ice, and that's how high Antarctica is. It's got 11,000 feet of ice. But it showed exactly the same, that Antarctica is really two large islands with a chasm between them that's got water in it. So, yes, those maps are valid, and so are other maps existing from these ancient civilizations. But you got to remember this. When the Atlanteans destroyed themselves, they caused a polar shift. Now, that's called the Great Flood in most people's memory. But in that polar shift, which we now know can be caused by as little of a 1 degree change in the axis of the North and South Poles. There's literature on that. I'll be glad to supply it to you. One of them is called Earth Shifting Axis. It's by the head of the National Geographic Society. I can't think of his name right now. But it says that Denver could be below sea level, 5,000 feet to below sea level, in less than a minute. And we know the mechanisms that can power that. So what happened in Plato, when his grandfather, Solon, went to Saith in Egypt, he was told that evil men destroyed Atlantis, and it went down in a single day and night. Well, if you have a polar shift, then you have 1,000-foot waves obliterating everything, moving at 1,000 miles an hour. The only people that survived were those that fled to the mountains. And it just happens that their husband and wife, the Littles, they're anthropologists, and they did DNA tests on the Berber people in the mountains of North Africa, on the Basque in the Pyrenees, on the Iroquois Indians, and on the Chillicothe Mound Builder Indians, and they found the haplog X mother's DNA exactly matched. The Basques say they were from Atlantis. They have a language totally unlike any other language. So the DNA, we know, matches. And the people that were able to survive, they fled to the safety lands, including Egypt. And at that time, the Mediterranean was pretty much dried up. Oh, by the way, one other point. If you look at the drawing as depicted by Plato, it is exactly the same as Göbekli Tepe. Are you guys familiar with Göbekli Tepe?
In Turkey?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There are now many tepes, but the layout is exactly the same. And it was built in 10,600 BC, and buried on purpose. And by the way, on pillar 43 in enclosure D, there is my friend and colleague that was I was in Egypt with in 2018, Andrew Collins. Andrew has written extensively on this. He shows that the sighting stone provides two astronomical dates. And the first one was 10,940 BC, which is the date approximately when Atlantis went down, and also December 21st, 2012. Now, December 21st, 2012, the Mayan calendar, is not an exact date. It is a date of change of consciousness away from the age of the jaguar. And it's to a new consciousness, which most likely the reopening of the Atlantean Hall of Records, if you want to take a look at a book called 2026 Awakening by Kirk Nelson, he uses the Casey Given astrology, which he said is planetary astrology, where souls in a vibrational environment spend their time to awaken, to help them awaken between lifetimes. Kirk Nelson said the most propitious date for the reopening of the Hall of Records. And this is why I was brought in with the LIDAR system, but crazy Zahi Awas, the megalomaniac, kept on putting so many restrictions on Raytheon's LIDAR system. Finally, the head of it, Michael Johnson, just said, what's it worth to us? We can't even talk about it. Everything goes to Zahi because he's nuts.
Let us continue with this. Sounds like politics here. With Dr. Tom, Gene, and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hello, this is John Burroughs, one of the witnesses to the Rendlesham UFO incident. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Let's continue here with Dr. Tom and his exploits and his visit to Egypt. But you mentioned here something that sounds like it's almost politics.
No, it's not politics. Zanyawas cannot publicly ever state what he knows is true. Egyptians did not build Giza or the pyramids. Fleeing Atlanteans did. Because when I was in Egypt, I found out the soul, the existential soul of all Egyptians is the belief that only we built the pyramids. They would kill Zanyawas in a minute if he ever admitted to what he really believes. So I was brought in, invited in, through John Van Auken. Actually, Zahi never answers directly. He deals through lieutenants, and I can see why. Because they'd have killed him. What John wrote to me is on the litter system, before you write your letter to Dr. Johnson with Raytheon, do not refer to one of his arch enemies, who's another researcher, who's a colleague of mine, Andrew Collins, who discovered vast underground passages, which is called the Duat. And Andrew and I were trying to get the lidar system, Zahi rejected it, which he did, into finding out where these passage systems went. It has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with not being killed. And what Zahi is he is totally focused on only Dr. Hawass, who got thrown out of office in 2011, that's why we never got in 2011, when the Muslim revolt happened, the Brotherhood, they overthrew Mubarak, and Dr. Hawass was like brother and sister to Mubarak. After that, Zahi was on the outs, but that doesn't mean he doesn't want to be the most important Egyptologist of all time. What he wanted to do was for me to bring the lidar system in with a Raytheon, because the case he reading said, the entrance is at the right paw of the Sphinx. The KC source, and there's nobody in history that has an accuracy record. I mean, this guy spoke over 25 years, 14 million words, over 200,000 typewritten pages. The accuracy on non-physical readings is at least 82%, and that's statistically proven in the trilogy, 1,600 pages. And when Casey never volunteered anything, very, very rare, it had to be people that were interested, and they asked him about the Hall of Records. And the source, because Casey was connected to like a collegium of souls on the other side that were connected to the Akashic Records, which is the mind of God, the records written on the mind of the divine. That's how Casey was able to get past life information and also present on people that he never met. They were thousands of miles away. and give exact down to the blood count and temperature at the time. So what eventually transpired is Zahi wants, he knows that the opening of the Atlantean Hall of Records is nigh, is close. And the KC readings gave indicators of this, about the amount of evil in the world. And he said the evil destroyed Atlantis, and unless the souls woke up to the process, the example of the Jewish Jesus, and I want to get away from religious terms, because that soul was beyond religion. It was came in to show us the pattern for us to be able to create in the world without being entrapped in the world. So in the end, the reading stated that unless people awoke to the goodness, the pattern is expressed, which were the ideals of the original high-level souls that came in as Jews. But they were later infiltrated by fallen angels, as expressed in the Book of Enoch, which got suppressed except by the Ethiopian Jews, and they maintained it. And it tells the story of the rebellion in heaven and the hatred that developed because God said, eventually after eons of time, these souls that I have created will return and you will bend your knee to me as well as thee. And Lucifer appeared and said, never, I'm an archangel of light. I will never, ever, ever bend my knee to them. And there developed a hatred of mankind and of God. And if you don't think there's validity in that, the guy who sold 20 million books, it's called, what is his name? He was the psychiatrist, A Road Less Traveled. He wrote another book on him doing hypnotic regressions and finding out possession by demonic souls. That exists. Possession exists, and it's driven by hatred. So the Casey readings, the source stated that there will be a new root race before the Hall of Records is open. And that's what Paul saw. We'll all be transformed in the twinkling of an eye. And what the reading said is the fourth root race is so we could have a body that had all of the chakras that we could by meditation and kindness and falling in love with God and our demonstrated concern for other people, which was the pattern of the Christ, is that that time, and this is the timeline that ends in 2038, and the reason the Great Pyramid was built on a whole bunch of levels. But one of them is a timeline capsule, and all the prophecies that Casey Shore said ends in 2038. Well, astrologically, and what the reading said before the Hall of Records is open, is that there would be fully into the earth a new root race. Now, in his book 2026, Kirk Nelson, who I worked with back in 2017 because he was trying to get a movie made, so I went down to Virginia Beach four times, worked with him and worked with a wonderful Jewish screenwriter from New York that came down and basically said, look, Kirk, it's $500,000 to even play this game. Kirk didn't have the money. So we kind of forgot that option. But what's coming for people that are in love, that have awakened to the presence of the divine, is what Revelation says is a new heaven and a new earth. But there's going to be, and on page 37 of his 1,600-page book, Michael Mandeville, who I think has passed, he said, after spending 6 years writing this, beginning as a total initial skeptic, he said, and I'll be glad to send to Eugene if you want a copy of that book, all 1,600 pages. It's a trilogy. He said, I am now convinced that the entire reason that Casey incarnated into the earth plane was the warn of us of the impending Polish.
So you talk about the pyramids on the Giza Plateau. Now, I was taught, probably everybody who was listening was taught, that these were built to be tombs for the pharaohs.
Okay, there's 138 pyramids in Egypt. Mm-hmm. How many contain tombs?
I know of none.
There are none.
Right.
Every single royal was buried 300 miles south of the Great Pyramid, or the pyramid fields, the major pyramids. There's nine major, 138 total. Most of them are nothing more than dried mud. They're called mastabas. There are 68 or 69, and I've been, it's called the Valley of the Kings. All of those tombs are where the pharaohs were buried. The pyramids were not built as tombs, but it's a great cover story to keep you from asking questions.
Yeah, well, you go to, say, the Great Pyramid, and here is this tremendous structure, yet the inside, supposedly the king's chamber, it's blank. There's nothing there. There's nothing that would make it look like that it was going to be the final resting place for, you know, God incarnate on earth.
That's exactly right. That's because it was not built as a tomb. The Great Pyramid was constructed by Thoth. The guy, same aspect, according to the Casey source, the best source we have, there is no more comprehensive source that has been shown repeated validity than the Casey readings.
We've got more to come with Dr. Tom. And Gene and Tim, you're in
the Pentecost.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you love reading about the mysteries of the universe? Do you wonder what secrets are hidden in the shadows of our own planet? If so, you won't want to miss these two amazing books by Tim R. Swartz and Sean Castile. In Mimics, The Others Among Us, you'll explore the world of the mimics of man, beings that can look like us but are not. They've been among us since the beginning of history, hiding in plain sight, influencing our culture in ways we can scarcely imagine. In Alien Artifacts, Incredible Evidence of Exotic Material from UFO Encounters, you'll discover the so-called hard evidence of UFOs that's been available for study this entire time, but for the most part has been ignored. These two books will open your eyes to a hidden reality that has been right in front of our eyes all along. That's Mimics, The Others Among Us, and Alien Artifacts, Incredible Evidence of Exotic Material from UFO Encounters by Tim R. Swartz and Sean Castile. Available now on Amazon.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.